I did three Catalan cities. I went to Barcelona first. I just find Barcelona to be massively overrated. It's nice, but it's the outskirts are a bit like North Manchester. Not that there's anything wrong with North Manchester, but there is. And but after that, I went to Sitges, which is a beautiful little sparkling little seaside gem on the south, just half an hour south of Barcelona, which is gorgeous. And ate lovely seafood there and just watched the families playing on the beach. So that was really nice. And I went to Girona, which is actually the low-cost airlines trick you a little bit. So they say you're flying into Barcelona, but you're not flying from Barcelona. You're flying from Barcelona to Girona, which is actually Girona. It's nowhere near Barcelona at all. So at first, it was I thought I'd made a big boo-boo, but in actual fact, I think it was a happy accident. Girona is lovely. I would highly recommend it to anyone. It's really peaceful. It's got the best food in Catalonia, maybe the best food in Spain, I don't know. And yeah, it's just a nice soporific place. Maybe not the place for a mad adventure, but really, really lovely.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because I wanted to touch on the fact that you travelled, of course, throughout Europe using low-cost carriers, and some are infamous for having airports which are nowhere near the actual city you want to get to. And as you said, Girona is touted as a Barcelona-serving airport, but it's quite a way out. Did you find anywhere that was also an awful long way from the city you wanted to go to?
The Oslo airport was about an hour's drive, which is quite annoying, and it's quite expensive to get that far. And you can't get a taxi. That's the thing. I was rich in Poland and I was poor in Norway. You just can't do that there because you'll have to get a mortgage on your house if you're going to do that. So yeah, that was a long way away. But the place I didn't go to, I mean, London Oxford Airport. I mean, who are they kidding? It's obviously not anywhere near London.
And I've heard people talk about that. Do they actually use that? Do they use the term London Oxford Airport?
London Oxford,
Wow.
and pa Paris Vatry Airport is 171 kilometers from the center of Paris, which is ridiculous, but it's right in the middle of the Champagne region. So I don't know why they just don't call it Champagne Airport, because then it'd be the best airport in the world. Everyone would want to go there, wouldn't they?
But it's a really important point, isn't it? Because you look at some of the deals with the low-cost carriers and you think, well, that's a cheap price for Paris or Barcelona. But when you factor in that even if you can't get, like you say, a cab into Oslo, you've still got to get a train or something, and it does add on to the cost, doesn't it?
It does, and my book's about cheap flights. It's not really about everything else. So you can, if you want to stay in a 5-star luxury hotel, the money you save, do it. If you want to stay in a hostel, stay in a hostel. So I didn't really touch on that too much, but yeah, if you really want to do it on a budget, I would say get yourself to Warsaw, fly around Poland a bit, do a little bit of Budapest, maybe sweep down into Romania, Bulgaria, even a lot of Iberia is really cheap. Portugal could be cheap. Stick to those countries. I would avoid, even though they're lovely places, some of the Scandinavian countries and maybe Germany and maybe Holland. I think they're the places that you'll end up spending a lot more money than you maybe wanted to. So if you really want to do it on the cheap, go to those countries and you'll love it. It's like a whole new travel experience if you've never been there before. And they actually still, they welcome tourists. It's not like, when you come to London and you're a tourist, or Paris, or Rome, for God's sake. Romans make Parisians seem like Teletubbies. They really do. They're so rude. But I would say just stick to those good cheap countries, and yeah, your money will go a long way, and you'll have an amazing time.
What was the cheapest ticket you bought?
There was two actually. There was one going from Gdansk to Warsaw, and another one going from Warsaw to Wisław, and they were both £3.30. But I did see ones for £2.48. I think they got up actually to £2.58, but they didn't fit with my itinerary, and I didn't really want to just buy a flight for the sake of showing the readers, how cheap it could be, because that's like wasting food. Someone could have had that flight and it didn't seem right. Didn't sit well with me to do it. But £3.30 is pretty good, I reckon.
And that's all in? That includes all of the taxes and everything?
Yeah, everything, yeah.
How do they make their money?
I think it's all done by mad computer algorithms, which I don't understand because I'm not a mathematician. But basically, they have all these different computers watching who's buying what. And so, I mean, I saw flights in America, you know, I think it was to Chicago from Dallas. And on the Tuesday, it was like 1,000 something pounds. And the next day it had dropped to like, you know, about £80. So it just depends on supply and demand. And so the trick is for you to be as flexible as you possibly can. If you're saying, I've got to be in Madrid on this day, you'll just end up paying for everybody else's flight. If you just go onto kiwi.com or Skypicker and just type in, I'll go anywhere, chances are you'll get a selection of about 9 or 10 flights at least going for under £10. And, you know, it's an adventure just find out where these places are. And a lot of them are really, really good places. It's not quite so cheap now because it's the summer holidays. But there are still bargains out there to be had. And if you can wait till September and October, you'll get a real bargain because sort of early autumn and late spring are the best times to get the real good bargains. And the weather's nice as well.
So you reckon you should change your approach to booking a holiday? You should think, I want to spend £10 on a ticket and go online and see where that will take you, rather than saying, yeah, I want to go to Madrid.
Yeah, how exciting is that? You know, just to not know where you're going to go next. I put my first flight was to Skopje in Macedonia, which is an amazing city.
Is it?
And that cost me £12, which is, you know, it's cheaper than a bad late night pizza. And then I didn't really know where I was going to go after that. I knew there were onward connections to good places, and I opted for Catalonia. And then the trip kind of planned itself after that. I knew by spending some time in a few Polish cities that I would be able to go to Norway and withstand the absolute incredible cost of everything there. So the money I saved in Poland, I kind of spent in Norway. So just plan it carefully, but just lose the rigid idea about where you want to go and open your mind, and you'll see things and experience places that none of your friends will have experienced. So you get real bragging rights when you come back, because everyone knows what Paris is like, you know, everyone knows what Athens is like, but when you start talking about Gdansk or Skopje, people really want to hear about it, you know. It's interesting.
So when you've booked the flights then, have you found a magic formula for getting the cheapest deal?
First of all, be as flexible as possible. That's the most important thing. If you can't be flexible, not just in terms of where you're going, but also dates. Be flexible with your dates if you can. The more flexible you can be, if you can type into your kiwi.com or Skypicker, I'll fly anywhere in September, give me the cheapest flights, you'll get an absolute bargain. If the more rigid you are, the more the prices will rise. It's not to say that you still can't get a good deal. You can. But the other thing is to fly in a triangle. Never fly return, because that's when they'll clobber you. So you'll pay like £10 going out in one direction, and then it'll be like £100 coming back the other way. So you don't actually end up saving any money. By flying in a triangle, you're only doing outbound flights. So I flew a dodecahedron, I flew to 10 cities. I think that's a dodecahedron, I'm not sure, I might be wrong. And to fly in a triangle, my friend was going up to Oslo to see her family, and she had a week to do it. And she was paying about £150 for the flights. And so I found her a flight via Warsaw. So she flew Warsaw to Oslo and Oslo back to London, and it was £35. And the key is, don't use the Warsaw leg as like a connecting flight. Don't just sit around the airport being miserable, because who wants to do that on the holidays? Spend a couple of nights in Warsaw. She got herself a nice little apartment. She got to see a new city she never would have gone to. And the money that she saved on the flight, she got a nice little apartment in the city centre with her boyfriend. And she drank hazelnut schnapps for 40p a shot and ate pierogi, which I think is a pretty good life.
So how long should you leave it before you book your ticket?
In my experience, I found that don't do it the night before. You won't get a bargain that way. You can sometimes get bargains a few months in advance. For me, the cheapest flights I was finding were going about 18 days before I was due to fly. So I was trying to keep it at that. It might not be the same during the school holidays because everything shoots up. So what I would say is if you spot a bargain during school holidays, just book it. Don't worry about, how whether you can get it cheaper or not. You just get it if it's a good deal. After that, though, I'd go maybe 17 days beforehand is your best bet.
So all of this is available in your book, and you can get Tripping the Light Fantastic online. And I guess
from
all
good
bookshops.
Bookstores. Yeah, you can. And it's really good. It is actually really good. I'm not just saying that. And it's £10, but I'm not giving the hard sell. But you'll save that many times over if you get the book. You really will.
£10, that's three flights to Gdansk, isn't it?
I know it is, but you'll save it in the long run. If you use the book over a year or two, you'll save a lot more than £10. Trust me.